I'll be talking about how to make profits with zero DTE SPX credit spreads, which I trade daily. So towards the end of the session here, I'll also be talking about how to break barriers that lead us to trade consistently profitable, and stay with us. And I'll have a bonus at the end, free bonus, and we'll get going here. All right. So what can you expect today? I'm going to show you how to make consistent returns monthly based on margin capital risk using SPX zero DTE high probability trades. The goal here is not to have large losses. If you've traded day trades with zero DTE, discipline is really, really important. And we'll be talking about that a lot and how to manage these things. So what are you going to learn here today? First of all, I'll share a personal journey trading SPX zero DTE, specifically how I went from facing multiple losses with zero DTE to achieving much better results with reduced losses over just a few months. We will talk about how you can pick the right strikes and strike prices to make more money with options. There are some important things you got to consider as well, and I'll walk you through it. Additionally, when trades get threatened, I'll share the tactics that you can use to help reduce the potential losses and manage the risks better. Also, if you're wondering how to handle your cash and trading in the money, out of the money credit spreads, I've got you covered. We'll talk about the capital requirements and how to stay balanced. Additionally, if you ever thought when there's the best time to widen spreads to get an advantage, I'll share some insights on that as well, so you can think about doing that as well. Also, the most important thing is having a solid plan is super important in trading. So I'll give you the details of how you set up your entry, exit, and stop loss criteria to stay consistently disciplined. Okay, again, stay with me till the end and we'll get there. So the question is, why are you here? And I put up three reasons, okay? The first one is you're interested in learning new strategies that'll take your trading performance to the next level so that you can finally leave that 9-to-5 career behind. Number two, you've seen, heard about, read about others making money trading, and you know you can do it too, but you're just not seeing the account grow fast enough based on your goals. And number three here, you've tried different trading strategies that you thought, okay, this is it, only to discover that it's just not getting you to the place of consistent trading results. These are the things that that I put together. Hopefully you fall into one of these camps, and either way, I'm going to support you in what we do here and try to provide enough education so that you can do this on your own. So I'm a regular guy, my wife, myself on the left, kids in the middle, and an MBA program that I did a long time ago. And it really helped, okay, in my career. So the first thing that we want to talk about is how to maintain the state of mind in trading, because that's really, really important. So let's imagine, what if it would feel like if most of your trades were winners, and month after month, it would be confirmed by watching the size of your account grow at the same time. Additionally, becoming the trader that no longer takes large losses, but consistently trades according to a proven trade plan that is profitable over time, allowing you to grow your account month over month. And I can tell you that it took me a while to get the trade plan for zero DTE done, right? And really working well. And I'll show the performance data later. But it's really important to keep at it and not quit and do the right things and maintain your discipline, so that you can be confident and a trader that does consistently well over a long period of time. And that's really the goal for all of us, right? So the first thing is an SPX credit spread. And some of you may not know what that is. And so I want to go over this really, really quickly. So a credit spread is a combination of two puts and two calls where the put or call that is sold is more expensive than the put or call that is bought. So in this example here, you're selling a 40-50, 40-40 put with a 50-cent credit. And basically, that's the maximum amount that you're going to get on this trade. So you're selling a 40-50 put and buying a 40-40 put. Okay, and that's why they're called verticals. This is considered a high probability trade. Now let's talk about option decay. And this is really a central part of trading in order to get the profits that you want using high probability trades. So in this example here, these are SPX options, and there are 68 days left in its life. So for 68 to 33 days, the rate of decay is 34%. From 33 days to 5 days, the rate of decay is 57%. And from 5 days to expiration, the decay is 100%. Now we're talking about days, right? And so when we talk about zero DTE, we're talking about 6.5 hours of options life left in that trade. And I can tell you this, that I trade a lot of different trades, trade butterflies, I trade credit spreads, debit spreads, all kinds of options trades. But the best performing trade that I have is zero DTE. And it took a while to get there, but it is the best performing position that I use in my trading. And I trade it every single day. So let's talk about the profitability factors. Number one is implied volatility. First, implied volatility is the market with moving lower while in a trade, placing the trade when volatility is high, and then decreases while significantly reducing the initial premium collected. So this is where you really want to take advantage of implied volatility, which is at the very start of the trading session. Typically, that's the highest implied volatility. You can't see it. You don't know what it is. It's not based on the VIX, but it's there. That's really the main component of being profitable in zero DTE trades. And I do put them on right at the open of the session to get that advantage of higher volatility. So profitability number two is theta. And that's really a big factor in trading 7DTE monthly, et cetera. And again, implied volatility is really, really crucial in this so that once you put on this trade, what you want it to do is just decay until you get a nice profit. And it's doable most of the time. So profitability number three is market direction. Obviously, if you're in a trade and the market is trending in your direction, obviously the premium is going to decay much, much, much faster. So even today, I opened a trade at 9:31 and I closed the trade before 10 o'clock. So I got a 60-cent premium. And I closed the trade at 15 cents. And that's because of the market direction that I had. And so I took that profit when I had it and didn't wait for expiration. So let's talk a little bit about risk management guidelines and daily routines. These are really, really important. And I follow them quite a bit. So number one, always trade with a plan. You also want it to include entry, exit criteria, trade size, and composition when you're trading. Secondly, determine what your max loss is going to be and what your risk reward is before entering the trade. So you want to be knowledgeable about anything that you do in your trade. I have a rule of trading 20 to 25% of credit margin capital in my account, trade mostly credit spreads. That's why I keep it just in case there's a drawdown or there's a widening of spreads that I can use. So I always have that cushion so that I won't get in trouble and be forced to close a trade and have a big loss. Also, don't allow more than 2% loss on a trade based on your trading capital. So if you're using a 10K account, your loss should be no greater than $200. For highly trending markets, position your trades to follow the trend. As I mentioned before, there are exceptions to that guideline to require understanding of the market reversals if you need to have a little more experience to understand how that would be managed. Account size is really, really important. So you want to ensure that your account size for your positions that you're using, and you don't want emotion skewing any decisions that you have to make. The emotional state of a trader is very, very important, and you want to keep that in sync. So pre-market routine, I review areas of support and resistance where they are. I use FIBs and IBL levels and things like that in order to be able to position my trades correctly and know where those areas are before I actually start trading. I do review the US dollar. The US dollar is going up. Typically, that's pressure for SPX trades. And if it's going down, it's favorable. The 10-year treasury as well. So if bond rates are going up, like they have, basically for the past year, that does also put pressure on the market. It competes against equities so that it can become more favorable and equities could go down. So also review ES futures because ES futures are always working throughout the night. And so it gives you a good understanding of where the trend is. Finally, review the VIX level and where that is. Also determine the credit spread positions, and I save them into my brokerage. I use Thinkorswim, and I'll give you an idea of what preparation I use here. So here, these are my previous trades from the day before. You can see here that these trades here actually expired worthless. Then on the potential bear credit spreads, I post two just to have them in front of me when the market opens. Same thing for the potential bull spreads. And then I also have an iron condor that I might use if I want to trade that as well. So what I'm saying is I'm always prepared every day, and I put this together so that I don't have to think about what I'm going to do. I just have it right in front of me and I can put those trades on immediately when the market opens. So post-market routine, determine if rules were broken and why. Determine if your risk was in acceptable limits for your wins, especially for your wins, because you don't want to get complacent in what you're doing. Determine if losses were within acceptable ranges. and determine if tweaks or adjustments to your trading plan is necessary. So I do spend time from time to time checking my trade plan and making sure that things are changing. For example, for zero DTE, I would roll a trade, a bear spread, and bear spreads are inherently harder to manage rather than bull spreads. It's just the way it is. If you've traded them, you know that. One thing that I've changed is that now I don't roll call spreads anymore for zero DTE, but I do roll them for put spreads, and it's worked really, really well. So today I closed a put spread and actually took a loss on the call spread, and it was a 2x loss on that position. So it's not that bad, but you always want to be disciplined, especially with zero DTE. And then you want to update your trade journal with your findings so that you keep that in mind. So now let's talk about SPX zero DTE. First of all, let's talk about pattern day trade. This is really important because if you're buying and selling and selling and selling or buying the same security in the same day, it initiates day trades three or more times in a 5 consecutive business day period, you can get restricted unless your account size is over 25,000 or if you have a cash account. So you want to be cognizant of that. And I trade with other traders that I remind them of that. That's really important to know. And there's different ways to overcome that. One is to limit trades maybe 3 days, 3 times a week, manage trades from multiple accounts, trade wider iron condors so you can allow them to let them expire. As I mentioned, you can have a trade account, just a cash account, and use that. Or you can use options on futures. It's another way to trade zero DTE without having pattern day trade restrictions. So let's talk about the entry, exit, and guidelines for these trades. So I enter position within 1 to 10 minutes of the market open. And you can use 5 to 30 wide spread, but I trade 10 wide. So the delta is between 5 and 6, or a premium of 45 to 70 cents. That's what I target on my trades. And I pretty much get them in between 50 and 65. That's most of my position when I put them on. So wider spreads provide greater distance to the market, less risk, but the price will require additional margin. So actually you're adding additional risk. So take profit, 10 cents for each spread. And I do that a lot of the times, but a lot of the times I'll let the options expire. But once I have a profit, I never try to let it go. I don't want to have a profitable trade turn into an unprofitable trade. So you can also close the short strike of the position. It's a free commission trade, but you still have to pay exchange fees on it. And this generally happens towards the end of the day, unless the market's in a trending position, but it's just a way to close the trade and not worried about it. Expiration is another way to take profit as well. And again, don't allow a profitable trade turn into an unprofitable trade. All right. So exit, adjustment, or roll. I roll a bull spread within 5 to 10 points of a threatened trade. And we're going to talk a lot about that. For a bear spread, I do close the premium once it reaches 2x or 3x of credit. I've actually rolled a bear spread for 34 times in a period of time to get that trade profitable, and I will never do that again. So after that, I decided no more rolling of bear spreads for zero DTE. I do that for 70 TE in monthlies, but not for zero DTE. So now let's talk about the management of trades, which is really the most important thing in this presentation. I did a lot of analysis on this. And so this is an example of a zero DTE with a 22 VIX. You can see here the 5 level, the bull spread is 1.2 to the market and the call spread is 0.9%. So when you go up to the 10 wide, you can see here that the call side is 1.2% and the bull spread goes up to 1.7%. And then if you go to a 15 spread, you go 1.4 to 1.9. And after that, it just really, really diminishes it. So I know traders that trade 30 wide, but you really don't get the bang for the buck when you do that. And so what I've found is really the sweet spot is the 10 wide. That really works for me. So now this is another example, and I'm using the 20 wide as well. This is a VIX 27. So you can see here that the market really moves a long distance when you go from 22 to 27. But again, when you go from 10 to 15 and then to 20, it just doesn't make sense to go this far wide when you're still pretty close to the market. And you're using a lot of margin in order to be able to put on these trades. So again, 10 wide is what I use. The next one here is I wanted to show you a 1 DTE with the same VIX 27. And you can see here that actually zero DTE is further away from the market than a one DTE is. So that's really the power of zero DTE. It defies the volatility that's taken to do this. You would think that, okay, going one more day out would give it a lot more space, but it doesn't. It's actually just the opposite. So let's go through some of these scenarios here. This particular position is threatened. So we're going to talk about all these trades that we're going to go through here are all threatened trade. And I did this so that I can really understand what happens when you're rolling a trade, when you get it threatened, and what to do during those periods of time. So in this scenario here, this trade is threatened. And you can see here that the premium went from like a 50 or 60 to $2.45. Now, you can roll this trade and keep the same strikes, and you'll receive a 1.75 credit. Now, the reason that you still have a credit is because I would roll this trade before it gets in the money. So I use 5 to 10 SPX points. If the trade is going to be threatened, I use that to roll the trade before it goes in the money. And I'll show you examples of trades that go in the money as well. So in this case here, we roll the trade using the same strikes to the next day, and you do get a nice credit here, but there's a price to pay for that as well. So in this case here, we have the same strikes for $1.75 credit. Okay, now we're going to go with the bear spread. Same kind of example here, but this time instead of $1.75 or $2.75, what it was, there's $1.15 credit for the call side. And that's the reason, you know, on the call side, it's just, you just get less of a credit. In this case here, we go back to the bull spread, you roll down and to the next day. And this time we push the trade down. Okay. In this case, we pushed it down 25 cents. So instead of 35.75, it went to 35.50. And you still got a credit on this position. So it works. It works pretty well. And that way you could roll the trade and still get a credit on it. Okay. Now we go to a bear spread. So in this case, we rolled the trade up, okay, on this side. And we get a 30-cent credit on this. So again, you know, it's much less credit than you would have on the put side. So here you rolled up 15 points for a 30-cent credit. Okay, now we're going to a bull spread, roll down and widened. So now we're widening the spread by 5 points. So you can see here now, this is a 15 wide spread and we still get a credit for that. But there's a lot of points in between because we got 45 points and widened for a 15 cent credit. We pushed it down quite a bit. That way it'll give you room to roll this trade. All right. Now we're going to the bear spread, rolled. It's actually rolled up, not down. So we roll it up, right? 25 points, and we get a 35 cent credit, you know, for this. And that's after widening the position. So you get basically 25 points and widen for a 35 cent credit. Now we're going to go out 2 days out for a bull spread. Same strikes, 2 days out, get a nice $2.15 credit for rolling out two days. It's not really that much more than 1 day. That's why I mostly roll trades 1 day out. And one thing I want to mention is that the time here is around 3:32. So if the trade is threatened like around 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock, then these positions here are tighter. So you get less credit, you get less room to roll it. But the probability of having a trade get threatened very, very early is pretty low. It happens, you know, and you have to be ready for it. But it is pretty low. And at that time, you kind of think, okay, should I close out this trade or should I roll it? And some of the times I just close it because it's very early and just move on. Okay. And that's really the best thing to do. But the probability is that you're going to get threatened, you know, further in the day. And that's where it's a lot easier to manage these trades. So now we're rolling out 2 days instead of one, gives you a 40 cent credit, a 40 cent higher credit than you had. It's not a lot, but it's a little bit more. On this one here, we're doing a bull spread, roll down and widened, and we did it for a 35 cent credit. And you can see here 2 days out, and this one did give you a lot more room here for that position. So here for 2 days, rolling it down 2 days and widening it gives you 60 points for a 35 cent credit. 60 points is pretty darn good. And you can really manage that even if it gets threatened again. And I'm going to show you examples of that. It works out really well. So now bull spread roll down, widen 2 days. So this is a 35.75, 35.65. And this one is widened and not moved. you still get a 15 cent credit. And this one rolling down 2 days, widening by 5 points, gives you 100 SPX points. So this one gives you a lot of room on this position. This is why I decided to not take losses on my put spreads, and I roll them, and it works really, really well. So here's a bull spread, same strikes, next day. Now this one is in the money. And so you can see here that we went from $2.75 to like $6. And this can happen very, very quickly. And so you don't want to hesitate when you're rolling this trade. Don't let it go in the money. Then it gets really, really hard. So in this case here, you couldn't even get a credit because the position is threatened and it's in the money. And here, in order to just to even roll it, it'll cost you 90 cents. And in a fast market, it could happen. What I do is I'll widen the spread immediately and then roll it if it's in a very fast market. Okay, so here rolling an in-the-money credit spread will almost always end up costing you to get out of it. Okay, here again, to roll it down 40 points, it costs $3.30 debit. I mean, that's really, really expensive to roll this. Now we have an in the money, zero DTE, bull spread widened to the next day, and this is in the money. So here we were able to roll it down by widening it and giving it a little bit of space, 15 points of space in it. It's still kind of expensive in terms of points of downside, but it's one way to get out of this trade and then push it for another day. I worked through this in 2022 when the market was just in a bear market, and I was able to roll these trades, but sometimes it took a lot of margin in order to get it to where I needed it to go, but it's doable. And so that's why the process of having an account that you can do this with is really, really important. You want to match the positions with your account size. I do have templates for account size based on the number of spreads that you have, monthly, 7 DTE, 0 DTE as a guideline. All right. So here, out of the money, 0 DTE with a spread going out 1 week. So in this case here, this was 36.90. We rolled it down to 36.20 and still got a 10 cent credit on it. But again, if you roll it out a week, it doesn't give you the distance like what it does for a 1 day roll. And the reason for that is because at the end of the day, there's a lot less premium or a lot more decay that happens until the next day. The next day, there's a lot more premium to use. And that's why it works really well. All right. So in this case, you're rolling out a week and you can provide additional distance to allow it to convert into an iron condor. And so I do that a lot. I'll roll a trade and then I'll put a bear spread on it as well. And that way you're funding basically the roll. Okay, here is a out of the money 0 DTE rolled down and widened 1 week. Okay, here you get the 15 cent credit. So rolling it, widening it can also work for additional distance. Okay, so let's talk about real applications of doing this. So in this scenario, I put on a 4170, 4180 call spread and a 4110, 4100 put spread. So in this case here, the trade got threatened. I actually rolled the trade and I gave it another 5 points of margin here. And I got a 40 cent credit on it. Next day, basically, the market went up and the trade expired worthless. This is probably ideal, but the ideal doesn't happen most of the time. But I just wanted to show you what would happen. And it actually did. I mean, these are real trades that I did. All right, now we're going to go to another trade. And in this case here, put a call spread and a put spread. We did get threatened in this one. And then I'm going to take you out and show you basically the anatomy of what happens when you roll a trade and you have to continue to roll it in order to get profitable. And this is pretty typical of what happens. So the original trade here was the 10 May 4115, 4105 put. And we rolled it and widened it to 4100, 4085. And we got a 30 cent credit for it. This was after the roll. And this is the position that we had. We went from 60 to a 90 cent credit, adding the 30 cents here. So now we rolled again, had to roll it again on 511. So we rolled the trade. And this time I didn't have to widen the spreads, but I did push it down another 10 points. Okay. And got a 15 cent credit. Now the trade is 4090, 4075. And with a credit of 105. So on 512, we had to roll the trade again. Now, this time the market went sideways or higher. That's why I was able to roll it from 4090 to 4060 on the short strike. Didn't have to widen the spread, and I still got a 25 cent premium on it. Now, I did this because it was still close to expiration. And I wanted to give it more room so that it would be much safer. And that's why I did it. I probably could have waited and closed the trade, but I wanted to give it more distance so that I didn't have to worry about it. So now in this case here, the new position now is 4060, 4045. with a 130 premium. And then at that point, now on the 16th, we were able to close it for 10 cents. And so the total credit of this position was $1.20. So again, this is a pretty typical adjustment that I do. And you think, okay, this is a lot of work to do that. Well, you know, to me, it's not, because a lot of times what I'll do is I'll add premium on the other side and create iron condor. So I'm constantly making money on these trades. Okay, so here's the performance. I've traded zero DTE since 2019. For a while, I didn't pay too much attention to it. And then the performance started going down. And I said, okay, this is it. I've got to focus on this trade and you know, get it right. From May 22, here's the performance on it. And this month, you know, these are one contract trades. Okay. So I use one contract and trade these every day. I started putting on two contracts this month, and it looks like it's, you know, we're going to go over 1,000. So do the math. This is a real performance that we do on these trades. And it's just an amazing trade to use. Based on the other trades that I use, it is the best performer. If you go back and do the math, you're actually earning about 20% a week on these trades. I know it's hard to believe, but it's the truth. All right. So we talked about being interested in learning new strategies, desire to see your account grow month after month and find the right strategies. This is it, guys. If you work at it and you get disciplined, choose to focus on one trade and get it right, this is the way to do it. So the question is it time to break the barrier? I mean, are you sick of not doing what you hope to do and thinking that it's going to stick someday? The way you do this is that you finally take the steps, that you get to that place that you want it to work and that it does work. It takes a no-quit attitude, commitment, discipline, and having an edge. That's what's going to get you to success. This ends the presentation. I wanted to share with you my newsletter. It's free. You can get it at simpleoptionstrategies.com. We do have paid services, but this is a no-brainer because it shows you all the trades that I do on a daily basis. And I share those trades in my newsletter. It's a lot of times a day behind, but I know that I have followers that are watching my trades and they're putting them on. And again, for no charge, I do that. So this works Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's an exclusive newsletter packed with valuable insights to help you succeed as a trader, right? And in the newsletter, you'll find my open trades, and you can look at them today that they're on right now. Current market conditions, they get a clear picture of the market landscape, so you can make better informed decisions. We have a help for traders series that I write for educational purposes and how best to manage different types of trades that we do. The previous zero DTE trades, the potential trades that you saw in the webinar here, and what I'm considering on that day. And the best part is that you have a free newsletter, and we have over 15,000 subscribers already benefiting from this resource. And again, it's a free resource. We do have a trade alert service, and we do zero DTE every day, you know, but I wanted to share with you this because I think it's really, really valuable for you guys to have. With that, I think I'm done with the presentation. Let's see if I can get questions here. The question is, if I'm closing the trade by the end of the day, a lot of times I will, but because we have a lot of subscribers in our group that don't have $25,000 accounts, I try to allow the trade to expire as much as I possibly can. A preferred platform I use, Thinkorswim. I've used that for many, many years, and it works really well. But you know, I know a lot of traders that use Tasty and other brokerages that are just fine. 10 cents or $10 credit for max profit. The max profit is going to be the premium that you put on. So again, I use between 45 and 70 cents on that. And if I think the trade is not going to be able to expire, I will close it 10 cents or 5 cents, sometimes even more, just to make sure that I'm profitable. The chart example, commission heavy. Yes, they are commission heavy and they are costly. To put on and take off. But if you're disciplined, you won't worry about that. You will see your profits go up and up and up and up. Risk return is a concern. Yeah, the risk reward is a concern. Yeah, the credit spreads are an awful risk reward trade, but it's a high probability trade. And that's why I use them. Why roll instead of stop loss? Rolling's easy for me just because I've been doing it for years and it works. And I actually am able to make more profit when I roll a trade than not, believe it or not. So that's why I use it. On the bear spread side, I don't. I close the trade and move on because those are much harder to manage. Trade alerts include rollover instructions. Absolutely. Yeah, we actually have an education service as part of our trade alert service as well. And we help traders do all of that stuff. And we have examples, and I have a YouTube channel as well. And when we have a really good trade, I'll put it in, and we have a education portal as well so that subscribers can look at those. I just want to let you know, our trade alert service is not open now. We open it every 3 months, but we're opening in August 8th. And then we open it for 2 weeks, and then we close again. And the reason for that is because we want to focus on our traders and answer all the questions at one time. And then after 2 weeks, everybody knows what to do and works really nice. It's a fine-tuned machine. We've been doing this for almost 5 years. Any other questions? Thanks, guys, for the time. Hopefully this was of value to you, and I hope to see you sometime in the future. Thanks.